often rookies will come into the NHL and sometimes show a little too much respect for star players.
Yep.
Adam Lowry seemed to be getting all up in Crosby's and Malkin's kitchen yesterday. Fight, what do you think that says about him?
Yeah, you know, the first real solid game that he played was in L.A., and that's a big physical team. I actually saw that in the conference final last year against Wilkes-Barre. Games 4 and 5, I saw in game 5 was a far more nasty affair than last night was, and he was really good at the front of the net all night long. I think that's in his game, and so he's played in New York against the Rangers, played another real physical game. So I think he has that way about him, and it's a big part of the style player he'll grow into, where eventually he'll come off the bench first against the other team's best, you know, as his face-off improves and all the things, the learning experience against the best players. He doesn't play the game differently against anybody, you know. It's all experience, and as he's gotten more comfortable, more physical. But he finishes checks right from day one. I think every practice that goes by and every game that goes by, he knows, because he's so smart about where he's supposed to be on the ice. He's getting to his position faster and faster, which means he's getting to the hits quicker.
At the beginning of the year, you talked about what it took to hang with elite teams like San Jose and LA. While you're hanging with elite teams lately, When do you get to the stage where you can say, hey, we are one of these elite teams? What do you have to do to get there?
Well, you have to be in the top 10 on as many of the statistical functions there are out there and in the standings. We're not there yet, and it's certainly proven over time. A good week and a half doesn't put you in that. You can play like an elite team or with them, but those teams that finish in the top 10 do it over the course of the season, year over year. And we've got a long way to go in that. There has to be a lot of time put in that before you consider yourself there. So we're just... I think the best part of our game by far is our compete. All the other parts, the structure and everything, we've got lots of work to do to get better at that, our execution, things of that nature, but our compete's pretty darn good.
When we talk to your players, Paul, nobody sits there and goes, we're better than our record, we're this, we're that. They all say we're ugly, we got to work at this, we got to get better, we're not one of those teams yet. How much does that help you as a coach get to where you want to go?
You want to not have an awareness, an identity of who you are. I mean, that's the key thing to establish in your room, and it's not just the coach by any means, but it's the kind of players management brings in, the style of play that you're going to play. Having that identity helps you find those kind of players that fit your game. And then the big part is your players going, all right, this is who we are, and we can win like this. And that's a big piece. So then they're willing to do all the things that fit into that identity. And when they're sitting on the bench watching a game, they're not judging themselves by somebody else's identity. You know, we compete hard on pucks and battle them in and battle. We make plays. We were in alone a bunch of times last night. So there's some offense there, and there's definitely some skill there. But as a group, what we can do well is play a real hard game together and recognize that on the ice. That's our game.
And that's what I mean. You have some very good hockey players on this team. But even the very good ones or just the average ones, they're all sort of bought into, we're nothing yet, we've got a long way to go. I would presume that helps you get to where you need to be.
They can all do the things that we're asking them to do, so we're not asking anybody to overreach. I mean, Matthew Perreault is a good example. He's playing as hard as he possibly can. Now, he's not planting anybody into the wall, and he's not dropping the gloves, but he is competing on that puck at a really, really high level. And then you have... whether it's Adam Lowry or, I mean, Dustin Byfuglien has thrown some major, major hits. He's also been in alone, had some great chances to score. There's a real high skill level there with him. But everybody in the lineup can do the things that we're asking them to do.
Last one, if I may. How important was it to play good at home after that road trip?
It was, because we had done so many good things on the road, and You never like the questions being, why are you so much different at home? I think it's timing of schedule. So we started playing while we happened to be on the road. We were going out. The Colorado game, I didn't get a sense the Tampa score was indicative of how well we had played. But we were starting to play well going out on the road. We just have it. Had it been reversed, and we would have been playing well at home. We were just playing well. But you need to feel, you know, that building last night had a lot to do with the comeback, right? I mean, the buzz in the building and the energy level, and when we, the big goal by Trouba, but our third period's pretty darn good. I mean, we're on it, and the crowd's alive. We want to be able to use that, play that kind of game in front of these fans. They'll get excited. And then we get to use, there's a home ice advantage. Because a lot of nights in this league, and you know this by travel, your legs aren't right. I mean, with us, there's something bruised on just about everybody in the room. You need that. You need that. You need to give the fans a reason to, but then you need to have that response. And that was a big part of our comeback.
Just to follow up a bit on what Jim was saying earlier, your team seems to have found, or is finding an identity. And Blake Wheeler describes it as ugly, that you've convinced them they're ugly. And you guys even, you know, joke around.
There's a lot of beauty in that. You know, we... If we talk about it with individual players, you want to be good at what you can be good at, and not a whole lot more. You don't need to. You just need to be good at what you are. And playing that kind of game, while it's hard and it's mentally difficult to get fired up to do it every game, we can do that. We've got the guys came to camp in good shape, and that, most importantly, our top end. And right there, that tells you that they were willing to work in the summer on their own to make the team better. And it's taken a little, I think that identity has taken a little bit of pressure off some of the execution. It's good enough. I mean, we scored goals last year. There's enough there. But our biggest area of improvement right now is just the fight on the puck. Sometimes we fight with it. Sometimes we fight for it. But saying, hey, It's not enough to just have an identity. You have to have one you believe in that you can win with. And we've played some really solid hockey in some tough games playing that style.
You say you can play that style all season because that takes a lot out of a team.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're right. So you've seen that in what we're doing off ice now. We're comfortable with our fitness level, but we will practice in Montreal, and that'll be our first real practice since the 23rd of October. So we've had to back some. Now, our schedules, there's three ugly blocks, and we're going to go through two of them in November, and then there's a real nasty one in January, where we'll get more practice time as we get going, and I think it has slowed some of our system to work down. But the first and most important thing for our team right now is its energy level, and we have to do everything we can to protect that.
And just a quick thought maybe on what you thought of Bufflin's hit after the goal.
So he got all of them. Yeah, you know, you want to play that clean, disciplined game, but you don't want to lose any of your edge doing it. So every once in a while, you may cross that line a little bit. Sometimes you have to live with that, and sometimes you have to pull it back, but it's a whole lot easier to pull that back than it is to get it going. Because then it just, if you don't have the other, if there's enough passion in the rest of your game, then you can understand when it boils over a little bit. If there isn't any passion, and then it boils over in that situation, then you're just an undisciplined team. Then you're pouting, right? But there was a whole lot of stuff going on behind the cameras and at the benches and behind the whistles, and it boiled over at times for both teams. Fortunately, they found a way to go to the box together, so I don't mind the passion.
Coach,
it's a pretty energetic place. That, like the bench, when it's in a game like that and there's so much energy on both benches, that's fun. Sometimes it gets away from you a little bit sometimes, but I think that's right now more in our favor than it is the opponent's.
With the momentum you've been building here in the last little while, do you have less concern or worry about going onto the road for another one of these ugly blocks that you were talking about?
So I worry about everything all the time, right? And but even if it was a big long home block, I'd find something to worry about in there too. I'm not as excited about the hockey we're playing right now as it seems the outside world might be. A little, maybe more surprised by it. Other people are. I also wasn't quite as concerned after the original start because I knew we had to go through this at some point. We're going through this. It was almost better that it came right in your nose, you know, 1-4. The way the Calgary second period happened, how we reacted to that, all those things, it was probably good that it was a shoot instead of having it happen in January. But you've got all this memory now built up into your system of who you are as a team. It happened early. I think we're on pace to have dealt with it. We're going to play as hard as we did some nights like that and lose. You know, the save Pav makes on Malkin. And you're going to have some of those nights. But as long as you understand, as long as your routine is right, this is how we get ready for a game. This is how we expect we're going to play. And this is what it looks like when we play. The more we can get that ingrained into their minds, it's game time. Time to get more wired. We got to get more fired up for these games. More we can get, then there's your identity. So you know what you're doing when you're going to the rink that day, whether it's a practice day or it's a game day. This is who we are. This is what we do. And then you can build some confidence and feel good going out into a long road trip because, well, we know how we're going to prepare 5 days from now. We know what that day is going to be like. We know what tomorrow is going to be like. So I mean, we're at the end of a tough stretch of hockey, and we've played some. And so my first one is the amount of emotion that was in that game. Right, and then Ottawa can be a quiet building, and it can be like any Canadian city. If things get going, it gets really, really loud. But so we'll worry about that all day till tomorrow.
Just a last one. You know, you mentioned how much you liked about being part of last night's game, but you wouldn't recommend the fighting as a long-term strategy. Do you actually have to say anything about that to your team, or is it just known that you're not going to carry on like that every game?
The game doesn't have that in it anymore. You're just not going to, you just don't see it, right? You don't see the same teams. Like, so if I have two players like Kane and Wheeler and then it happens again, then I'm going to start watching a little closer. Like, the energy level's awesome, but we can't, I mean, there has to be some, a decision made. The passion's great, but are we making a fair trade here? You know, and that's part of the awareness for them. I mean, you can't allow players that are going to play 8 minutes a night to take 5 minutes off a player that's going to play 19 to 21 minutes a night on a consistent basis. Sometimes it happens. It happened last night. But we won't monitor it until it gets to be a bit of an issue.